Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone Garriott. And Sarah, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Shaquan, thank you for giving me the opportunity to visit with my Dallas County neighbors.
You are absolutely welcome. And well, we'll just start off here. We got some things to talk about. First of all, can you explain what House File 386 all entails?
All right. So this bill is requiring two medical schools in the state of Iowa, the University of Iowa and the Des Moines University Medical School, to do a study about transitioning from four-year medical school to three-year. It's perfectly appropriate for state legislators to say, hey, University of Iowa, state-funded university, do this. But it's not really appropriate for our state government to say to a private institution, we want you to spend the money and the time to do a project that we're going to tell you to do. And when I talked to the Des Moines University folks, they said, look, in the 1980s, we looked into this, we considered this program, and it just wasn't right for us and what we need to do in the scope of our training, because what we have right now is achieving our goals and turning out really high quality physicians. And it's not something we want to do. And so I brought that up in Health and Human Services Committee and said, you know, do we really have the authority to require this of a private institution that they spend the money and time to do this? And it's not something they even want to do. So we're going to force them. And that was the answer I got is, well, yeah, we're going to make them. It's just another example of politicians thinking they know better. DMU has been training physicians for 127 years. They know their stuff. So we really shouldn't be getting in the way of that and trying to mess with their curriculum in this way. If they thought it was a good idea, that's the direction they'd be moving in.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for going over that. Now talk about maybe the changes made to House File 639 related to the CO2 pipelines and detail maybe what the next steps are.
So this has been a really contentious issue. There's a lot of folks who've been showing up to the Capitol for years, landowners really concerned about their property rights, feeling that they're not being heard, feeling that eminent domain, you know, property is being taken to use for private profit when eminent domain should really be about the good of the public. And so these folks have really been wanting some kind of legislation to move forward. So House File 639 passed out of the House, but then in the Senate, there were some changes. So it passed about a week ago, and then it came over to the Senate, and it just sat there for a little bit. And then a subcommittee was scheduled. That's the first step in the process. And when everyone showed up at the subcommittee, they were told by the Republican chair of Commerce, we're actually changing this bill, but we're not going to show you what those changes are. We're just going to tell you. So people showed up to talk about one thing, and then they were told, oh, no, it's actually going to change, but we don't have those changes to show you. And then the full committee, the next step, happened just a few hours later. And so even the legislators on that committee, the people in the public, nobody had really gotten to look at and understand what this amendment, what these changes were going to be. So to the best of our understanding, these changes took away some of the core protections that the public was seeking. And it doesn't really address the current construction issues or the eminent domain issues that we're seeing right now. It's more about other projects in the future. And so people were really unhappy to suddenly have this change come out of nowhere, and they don't like the change. Now, it does give us the opportunity to have the conversation if the bill comes to debate. But one of the tricky things with the legislative process is you can only amend a bill so many times. And the committee chair said he was planning to amend it again before we actually get to vote on it on the floor, which means that that could actually prevent the minority party or members of the majority party from proposing amendments to make changes that the public want. So when you block changes by amending it so many times, it really shuts down the debate. It prevents people from taking votes on the issues that the people, the public want to know where we stand. So that's, you know, it's a tactic that sometimes the majority party, the party in power, will use to avoid having to talk about things that are uncomfortable. And this issue is tough. It's a tough one. And people want an honest discussion. And I'm a little bit worried we're not going to get that.
Well, thank you for going over all of that. Again, we are speaking here with the Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone-Garriott, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And now, Sarah, of course, like we always talk about, this is an opportunity for you to kind of share what other bills you're working on in the Senate.
So we just got through this process called the funnel. It was the second funnel, another narrowing down of the legislation we'll consider till the end of the session. And the end is approaching hopefully soon. But there's three bills that I have filed. These aren't necessarily my versions. The first two are actually filed by our Republican members, but they're bills that are funnel proof and I'd like to see them move forward. The first one is Double Up Food Bucks. This is a program to incentivize healthy food choices. So it actually matches to help people who get SNAP benefits buy fresh produce from local farmers markets and grocery stores. So it's a win-win. It supports folks who are struggling financially, helps them get healthier food, but then it also supports local agriculture. And for those farmers markets, I mean, it increases the number of sales they have, which is great. So that bill is kind of stuck in appropriations. We'd love to see it move forward. That's Senate File 232. Another bill that I think is really, really important is dementia care specialists. Right now, when you go to the doctor and your loved one finds out they have dementia, the doctor gives you a bunch of pamphlets and says, we'll see you in a year. That is a really overwhelming and scary time, and you need guidance. You need support. You need experts you can turn to, and right now there really aren't any. And so this dementia specialist throughout the state that you could turn to, people you could actually talk to, who could provide information, specialized guidance about where to get the support you need to keep people at home, to keep them with their loved ones, keep them out of long-term care, which saves money. That's Senate File 547, also stuck in the Appropriations Committee because it's a small amount of money, $750,000, but it would make a big impact for our neighbors. And then the last one is SJR 10. This is a bill I filed to impose term limits on state legislators because, hey, I think it's really important that we rotate the crops, that we have some turnover, we have some change, we bring in new voices. Because what happens is if you were in a pretty safe seat, and about 70% of the state legislative seats in Iowa are safe seats, if you want to just keep running and you're in the party that's in the majority in that district, you're just going to keep winning. You can just stay. You don't have to be responsive. You don't have to do a good job. You don't even have to really campaign. You just tend to win. And I think it'd be good if we could just push for some more turnover so we can get some new voices in the process. And when people have to work to get elected, they really do serve their constituents better.
Absolutely. Again, all great points there from Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone-Garriott. Sarah, thank you. There's a lot going on as always, and really appreciate you taking some time to out of your busy schedule to talk with us today.
Well, and I just really appreciate the chance to visit with folks. So I encourage everybody out there, make sure you know who your state representative is. Just Google who is my Iowa legislator and then reach out to those folks and just tell them what's important. Send an email. And you can always reach out to me too, because I'm glad to hear from everybody in Dallas County.
Absolutely. Yes. And again, that is Sarah Trone-Garriott, the Iowa Senator out of District 14. It's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.